When the FAA banned American carriers from flying in and out of Tel Aviv, Hamas spokesman Fawzi Barhoum cheered. He said, "Stopping air traffic and isolating Israel from the world is a great victory for the resistance." The FAA issued the Tel Aviv ban hours after a rocket fired from Gaza hit a house near the airport runway. This was days after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over Ukraine. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed the FAA's concerns.
This decision only rewards the Hamas terrorists for nothing. You can fly in and out of Israel, and I hope that the FAA rescinds this decision as soon as possible.
But Barhoum was right in a way. In the current battle with Israel, Hamas leaders have said their goal is to lift a 7-year blockade on Gaza's borders. Gazans have no airport and no seaport, and they've been largely cut off from the world since 2007. This week, Israel got a small taste of that isolation.
I think they really touched the weak point of the Israeli psyche.
Benny Tsifer is literary editor for Haaretz newspaper. He says this airport ban will be remembered long after the guns are quiet. Israel is a small country. It borders hostile countries Syria and Lebanon in the north. Egypt is to the west and Jordan is to the east. Both have signed peace deals with Israel, but relations are cold. Tsifer says the past few years have seen a frenzy of Israelis applying for European passports. Young Israelis have famously been moving to Berlin in droves, and they treasure post-army trips around the world.
It's not that everybody is really going to travel just now to Europe, but the possibility and fantasy of being open to Europe is always something that is very dear to Israelis. And at that point, this fantasy had been hurt and had been, erased from the list of possibilities.
After the FAA issued the travel ban on Tuesday, almost half the flights in and out of Tel Aviv were canceled. The ban was lifted Thursday, but traffic is still light. That's in part because Israel and Hamas are still fighting, and tourism in Israel has plummeted. In the airport this morning, a siren signaling an incoming rocket is a reminder that the war is never far off. The airport staff hustle people into bomb shelters built into the stairwells. I turn to Lior, a soldier on a brief leave to pick up his sister from a flight from Chicago.
Is it safe to fly in Israel?
I think it is. I mean, it is.
Even though we just had to go into a bomb shelter?
Even though, you see, we are okay, nothing happened.
How would you feel if the airport was shut down for 2 weeks?
Isolated. Isolated, definitely.
What do you mean?
I mean, we'd had no... It's like the world doesn't accept us or something like that.
Nearby, Sagi Rochelle stands with his wife and kids and two carts full of suitcases. Most airlines have resumed flights, but not Serbian Air, which canceled Sagi's connecting flight to Belgrade hours before takeoff. Sagi says he remembers the 1991 Gulf War, when Iraq fired Scud missiles at Tel Aviv.
Even in the Gulf War, the plane was still flying. The airport wasn't shut down. I remember I was a young soldier. But everything kept going. I don't know. This is the first time I remember so many cancellations.
Again, Benny Tsifer.
I think till now in this war going on in Gaza, I think this is the most serious thing that happened to Israelis, more than the casualties and the, the dead soldiers. I think in the collective sense of this war, this is the crucial point.
For the world, I'm Daniela Czeslow, Ben-Gurion Airport, Israel.